Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of Adulting on Hard Mode. I'm your host, Tanya, and this is
Carrie.
And this is actually our second take of episode 2 because one of the things with starting a podcast is that you have to remember to hit record.
And neither of us did.
Yeah. So we actually talked about everything yesterday. That's completely unfilmed. We're going to talk about it all again today in the best way that we can. But since we, you know, since part of our struggle with starting this podcast is talking about starting a podcast, I thought that's a fun little tidbit for us to share with everybody.
Yeah, but to be fair, I had some partial seizures while we were filming yesterday. So I don't remember most of filming. It's pretty fuzzy. So okay.
Yeah. So we're still good. I think we can just kind of go into about it anyway, discuss it as we go. Life, we're going to start with our weekly updates, not personal life first.
The weekly gay dates.
The weekly gay dates. I kind of like that. We can make that a segment. Weekly gay date.
Yeah.
Our biggest thing that we have both been doing has been surveys. I know for me, I've been doing branded a little bit. Branded surveys, we can put the referral link in our stores most likely, but my experience for it hasn't been amazing. When I take the surveys, I get a little frustrated because I tend to do it more when I have time, not like I got an email or it's a morning and they sent out surveys. So for me, with the branded surveys, at least, I feel like I'm not really making a ton of income and it's a little frustrating. But on the flip side, we have kind of discussed the fact that it's more money than if we did nothing. At this point in time, we're a week into the podcast and we've made, I think, just the money off of surveys mostly.
I mean, I'm having a different experience. And it's probably just because of how we're going about it. But like you said, I'm going about it in a different way. I wake up early in the morning. So while everyone else is sleeping and I'm trying to be quiet in the house, that's when I take surveys. And honestly, I find that taking surveys early in the morning, you get more surveys, you get quicker surveys. And I'm already at gold. So,
oh, wow.
I hit gold this morning.
Bronze, silver, gold, right?
Yeah. So it's like there's a weekly. So there's different levels. There's a weekly level and a monthly level. And the weekly level, you have a certain amount of days to get to that. And then you get a percentage of points from every survey. So it's like 10%. And then the more surveys you complete, the higher ranking you get. So, and then it goes for monthly. I think you have to get like 30 surveys a month to get gold. And I'm already at 28. So, and I've already hit over $15 on my payout.
Do I need to try harder?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's not that it's try harder. I'm not doing that much. It's really just like time in the morning. And then sometimes when I have free time, I've been doing Adipole surveys, but then I feel bad because I'm like, no, because I have more money on branded surveys. I should go back and do branded surveys to get the percentage, because at the end of the week on Sunday, I'm going to already get an extra $3.
Oh, okay.
Just off of the earnings off of getting 20% for being gold.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where my extra money is coming in.
With the branded surveys, as I'm going through them, I feel like every time I open them, I get a whole bunch of surveys that say the survey is full. Because like you go in and there's a list, and the list will say, you know, take this survey, you qualify, and you'll click it and it'll be like, sorry, we're full. And because I don't do it necessarily in the mornings, maybe by the time I'm doing it at night, It's full. Yeah. So maybe that's something that for next week I work on doing them in the morning. I don't have anything to do I mean, I have things to do in the morning too, but I try really hard to give myself a slow morning because of everything. Totally.
And see, for me, I think because honestly, the survey taking is so like mind numbing, like I dissociate while I'm doing it. So for me, like while I'm having my cup of coffee in the morning, I'm just like trying to wake up and just clicking through surveys. And it just helps me, like, it doesn't help me wake up, but you know what I mean? Like while I'm waking up, it's kind of just thoughtless, like just
gives you that time to warm up your brain.
Warm up. Yes. And start. Yes, exactly. That's what I mean. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, most of the time during the day, like during the daytime, I'm not taking surveys, although I could probably make more money, but I'm not. I'm doing homeschooling and cleaning and, you know, being a homemaker. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing with these surveys. Like, I like the idea of them. I feel like for me, I have a like wanting the money, most money bang for my buck. Mm-hmm. My time is worth money kind of attitude. And so a lot of the surveys, I just feel that they are worth the time I put into them. Because I've also done ones that I was trying to pay attention really, really hard, right? Mm-hmm. Because I don't have that attention span either. So I also get bored fast with the surveys. Yes. I can only ever do one or two of them. And then I'm bored, especially with the fact that I did two surveys and I made like $1.10. Uh-huh. But I don't even remember my point. I don't.
Well, I think it's like, honestly, for me, like during the week, even though I'm only at, I say only at $15, like for the 2 weeks that I've done it or the week and a half that I've been doing surveys on Branded Survey, I'm up to over $15. But for me, at the end of the day, that payout is just going towards subscriptions and stuff that we're investing in the business. So that's just less, like, even though it's $15, that's one subscription that I'm not paying for the month. So that goes towards my business. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. And I mean, that was something we discussed that is still beneficial because we're in the very beginning stages of getting all these things started. Like, surveys is just one of our many things.
Yeah.
I think we can both admit that doing surveys, you can make some money, but most of the money from doing surveys is in referrals.
Referrals. It's not, the quote unquote passive income part for surveys is definitely in the referrals. You're not going to make, I mean, unless you set up like a robot to do the surveys for you, but even then you get disqualified.
Yeah.
But unless you do that, like you're not going to be making bunches and bunches that, like, you're not going to be able to quit your day job just doing surveys.
Not doing surveys. Not even sending out referrals.
No, you'll probably be able to. Exactly.
Unless you're like really popular and really good at convincing people to do these surveys and then they actually do them because they have to do so much before you get the money. Because I actually just got the referral for you from Branded because you had to hit that bronze stature for me to get the referral, and I haven't even hit the bronze stature myself, so like it's not a high gain thing.
No, but at a poll, if you refer somebody, you immediately get 50 cents.
Oh really? So, that might be why everybody says they like at a poll more.
Yeah, so that was good, like, because as soon as you used my referral link, like I immediately sent me a notification that was like your balance was updated. So, and I like Adipole because the app, like, it tells you, okay, this survey is going to be 4 minutes and you're going to get 23 cents from it. Or this survey is 20 minutes and you're going to get $1.60. So, and it has different options too. It's not just,
I need to look at my settings on Adipole. Cause so you sent me to Adipole like 3 days ago. And for me, at least with Adipole, I've been having the issue of, they want me to download apps. Like,
oh, see, I don't get those.
More than 50% of it, I click, and it, in order to complete the survey, we need you to download this app. And I'm like, I don't feel like doing that. That's too much for me.
Yeah. See, that's not how mine is. On mine, it is, let me see if I can show you on my phone, just so you can see the difference.
Do you know what all the different colors on the side mean? Because, like,
yes.
They also, and I, I haven't looked into it a lot. So, I've done it a little.
See, I have two that are download apps, but this one's just one set and it's really quick. This one, these three are regular surveys, regular survey, regular survey. See,
pink is the, how is it, how did you get a color code list somewhere? How did you find that out? Or is it just you paid attention?
I think I just paid attention.
Okay. And that's probably my problem. I'm trying to pay attention, but then I forget that I'm paying attention and I don't remember what I just clicked on. Like, I need to actually write it down and make a list. Maybe that's something we do kind of for the Adipole, is write down the colors and kind of make a list of what they are. And then we can bring that up for people.
Yeah, totally. We can do that. So I was thinking, because obviously both of us are getting into TikToking and stuff for our side hustles, is that one couple of things that we can post on our podcast channel is of TikToks of us doing the side hustles instead of doing that on our personal channel. So if we want to put that up on our podcast channel, that way, you know, we can do silly things on our personals.
Yeah, well,
or whatever you want to do.
And you mean like the Adipole and stuff like that? Yeah, yeah, like that's like, there. The like thing that we really,
yeah, like the Adipole chart or whatever. We can put the chart up on our Adulting on Hard Mode hard podcast. Mode. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and that's, we need to get a website, and it will be the one thing with all of this too, is that a lot of things are locked until you get to the 1,000 followers. And that's mm-hmm. with starting everything. I didn't even think about the fact that they have metrics you have to hit to even get to the points that they need.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. And we're not there. We're getting there. I mean, our podcast is growing pretty steadily for it being out. I mean, our TikTok account being out for a week. So that's good. I mean, we've been getting some good interactions. So that to me says that people are interested in what we're doing.
Well, and we're, the hardest part about all of this is it's taken so much more time and effort, I think, than we even expected just to get started. But I also feel like mm-hmm. it's taken less than we kind of feel, because it's only been a little over a week. Like,
totally. I'm set. So like earlier this week, because you said it's only been a week, earlier this week, I was setting up a bunch of side shops and stuff. Now it's Friday. I have nothing to do. I'm completely free. Everything's coasting. All I have to do is check emails, make sure everything is running smoothly. Like, I don't, if I want to, I could design more stuff for my shop, but I don't have to, because I set everything up. I spent the earlier this week setting everything up. So yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty nice.
And that's, I haven't spent it up. I'm trying. I'm still, I have a lot more of a struggle with the fact that I'm in the burnout, and because mm-hmm. you've been unemployed for a while and like craving things to do. And I think this year you almost took on too much at once.
Yeah. I did. Even my
to do where you're like, I have nothing. You know what? I need to do everything. And I say that because it's so funny, because I feel like I'm also doing that right now, where I was like, okay, I'm burnt out. I can't do anything for like 2 weeks. And then I was like, let's start a podcast, bitches. And
yeah,
we cranked that shit into hardcore. And I was like, okay, we're going to start a podcast on side hustles. And then looked up all the side hustles. I literally spent 3 or 4 hours the other day just watching TikToks that I had saved about side hustles and making a list of different websites and things to do, and then organizing those so that I can find them. Like, that kind of time that ended up being put into just this project of the podcast. But then we also have to do those side hustles, which we have to put the time into starting all of those as well.
Yeah. And I see, and see, I, but what I like about it is that because we're in different dynamics, so like, you're doing all the research, I'm setting up all the shops. So next time when you start setting up all the shops, I can tell you exactly what to do and how to do it really quickly. And you can tell me all the research that you came up with. And then both of us will be coasting. Like, does that make sense?
For me, I've seen these, like, side hustles have been a thing that I have wanted to do. I just haven't felt like I've had the time. And it's something that I had the realization of this morning, actually, because I was curious about my time and where it's gone and why after like 5 or 6 o'clock every day, I'm pretty much done. I don't really get anything done. I cook dinner, maybe, and that's pretty much it. But I realized too that while I've been doing all of this stuff, I've been spending like 40 hours a week on it and exhausted the rest of my time. So a little bit too, when I start to catch myself spending too much time doing these things still, I have to pull back. Like for me, I have to keep this around those part-time hours. But at the same time, I am still putting out applications, putting out cover letters. I've cracked the lazy code on putting out resumes and cover letters, where I had ChatGPT help me create a resume. And then when I want a cover letter, I may or may not just copy the job listing and bring that over to ChatGPT and have them generate my cover letters for each listing. But that has helped me tremendously. I did that, and that's kind of how I landed these two interviews that I've had this week, is from including those cover letters to make it the step up. And then I use ChatGPT. So that might be something you try as well for those remote jobs. Used it. You can just use it to update your resume. So you can throw your resume on and throw the job listing and say, update my resume to be attractive for this job listing. And sometimes it has to do with putting in, a lot of it's just having those keywords from the job listing, like in the requirements on there, and the desirable things on your resume, because especially with the remote jobs, they have those computer systems just filing, looking for those keywords.
But that's a good, I've been applying for some remote jobs, but I haven't gotten very far with them, and I'm going to have to update. I'll probably take that idea and make cover letters and stuff so that my resume stands out. But I mean, I applied to Progressive and didn't pass their assessment. So that's fine. I can apply again in 6 months. And then I applied to some freelance working jobs, and I mean, that's about it. I'm mostly focusing on side hustles because I just don't want to do a job.
I know.
I mean, I don't want to do I don't want to do a traditional 9-to-5 job. That's what I mean. I don't want to work. I don't want to do a traditional job.
I don't want to be tied down. And yes. I don't know that I can be either. I have gotten so lucky with these interviews, actually, because both jobs sound super flexible. Like super flexible, because one of them is part-time. So I'm interested in that we have these side hustles going so that I can have the income to do part-time and get my full-time income. With that, we have the other option, the flip side of having a full-time one. And the full-time one is also, it's a salary flexible schedule. And never in my life have I had an interview question. This is the new standard for me, is that they asked me what I do for self-care. The interview question was something like, we really value having a good work-life balance here at this company. What are some things that you do for self-care? That was an interview question. That should really be a standard interview.
Absolutely.
Question. So my feelings for this company were like, good to go. I feel comfortable working a full-time job there.
Oh yeah, that's good. I mean, I hope that you get that. I'm hoping today that I can look for some more work from home jobs just to apply to, update my resume, and then get ready for this weekend because I have friends coming over to visit for the full moon.
The full moon, which is probably why neither of us could sleep last night, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. We were both up like, hey, Hey.
Yeah. It's random, like cruising on TikTok at 1 a.m. I just moved out to the recliner because I've been up. We went to bed at like 10 or 10:30. Like Sam was asleep by 10:30. Okay. Mm-hmm. 1 a.m, I'm still jamming, doing my own thing. Go out to the recliner, scrolling on TikTok, and I'm like, oh, Carrie just did a thing. That's cool. Let's chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was up. I couldn't sleep. So I was like, let's just see if we could do some surveys while watching the Eras Tour in Sydney on TikTok.
One thing that super helps me a lot of times with the insomnia is listening to audiobooks, because if I'm really honest with myself, 9 times out of 10, it's because I can't shut off the thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
Like they're just cycling and cycling and cycling. So I listen to the audiobooks, it has to turn them off because I'm listening to the book. But my problem with listening to audiobooks is I have to listen to what I already listened to or something that's really boring.
Uh-huh.
So I have some audiobooks specifically when I'm like, I just want to sleep. One of them is like Spanish lessons 1 through 5. So I'm like, why not? I thought was maybe subliminally I'll learn Spanish as I keep doing it. And I fall asleep like so fast. I'm never going to learn Spanish.
So that's so funny, because last night when we were talking, I was going to tell you, listen to an audiobook. And then I was like, no, because what if it wakes our brain up? Right. So I listened to an audiobook, but it was also one that we had both previously read. And it was like the fifth book. It was the Bonds That Tie series. I was on like the last book, and I was like, I'm just going to fall asleep to this. And it was great. I had great dreams, like not like sexy dreams, but definitely like had. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I get worried about like missing parts of the audiobooks that I'm listening to. I'm actually currently listening to the Something of Nyxia series, the Serpent and the Wings book series. Mm. I don't think I told you. I started that.
Okay.
I like it. I like it a lot, actually. It was very good. Excuse me. But
I had an issue with that author last year. I don't know why. I couldn't read any of her work. Like, I tried to read her work, and I was just like, I can't. I'm not in the mindset. So, because you also read one of the other, A Daughter with No Words.
Okay, I was curious if that was the same one. And
yes.
So I liked the Nyxia one, because for me, I need a couple things from a book. I need a strong female lead character, right? Cannot handle when they're like, I don't know why he hates me, and they're right about how much they love her. Oh, it makes me want to punch them in the face. Like, nothing faster to DNF a book. But the other thing is, I want it to be unpredictable, where I'm wondering what is going to happen. And The Daughter of No Worlds for me was just super, like, gag, like low esteem lead female character, super obvious timeline for me. Cause I tried it twice, cause I was like, maybe I just wasn't listening. Maybe I just didn't vibe it. No, was not for me. This book I've liked, though. It was also longer, and I've been doing more while I'm listening to it. So maybe that's why, like, I wasn't paying as hard attention. But it's a strong female lead character. I did not expect the ending of the first book. The second book that I'm on right now, they have like a little novella in between. So I'm listening to that. And it's a book about Lilith. The main character is named Lilith, and I believe it's implying Lilith's story.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with vampires and all that stuff. In any case, reading books, that's what I've been listening to. Have you been listening to any books right now?
I mean, besides the Bonds That Tie series, I was looking for it earlier today so I could listen to it on audio, because I prefer audiobooks right now than reading. I'm gonna start Does It Hurt by H.D. Carlton. It's an enemies to lovers romance. I mean, it's going to be good. I haven't really been reading. I've just been listening to books.
Yeah, me too. I was trying to read, but my mindset, I don't know about you, but I have to have the right mindset to do literally anything, to play video games, to read, to clean, to watch TV. Like, I can't even watch my comfort shows right now without having the right mindset. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that is like uncontrolled anxiety related or uncontrolled like ADHD related, where I just don't have the attention focus for it at that time.
I don't know. I know for me, when I was in burnout last year, I had to have a set schedule every day. Like, I wake up 8 o'clock every day. I have one cup of coffee every day. I have the same cereal every day. You know, like on Fridays, my husband stays and sits with me every Friday until my life got so consistent that the anxiety went away. And then I could slowly add things like, okay, my husband doesn't have to sit with me on Fridays, but he does have to be in the house, you know, to like, okay, now he can leave the house to like, okay, go away. I don't even want you here on Fridays. Like,
that makes sense. That makes sense. Because I don't have the consistency. I keep trying to work for it, but I keep adding things and changing my schedule. And then we're interviewing and stuff like that. I'm looking more forward to next month because everything should be rolling a little better. Absolutely. I'm hoping the one job told me that they will know by like in Beans. 2 weeks. 2 weeks exactly is when they want to have their decision made.
Uh-huh. So, they're lying.
God, I hope they're not.
That was super, super aggressive. Like, they're lying.
I know. It's like, no.
I know.
They're not. Like, holy.
I know. Sorry. Jesus. I didn't mean to.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that the tick didn't mean to.
I know. Eat a bag of dicks, bitch.
Well, we really got off topic there. Other things we've been doing, we talked about TikTok a lot. I have a couple series that's going on TikTok. I've noticed you do too. I haven't really picked a niche though.
That's okay, she'll be back. Do what?
I said I haven't really picked a niche yet.
Oh, for TikTok, I'm not picking a niche. I'm posting whatever the fuck I want and being myself. Like, I don't know if you noticed that with my Albatross TikTok, but I don't even know if you've seen the album. So last night during the Eras tour, Taylor Swift announced another variant of her new album coming out in April, and it's called The Albatross. And when she announced it, she played like a mashup song with Sabrina Carpenter. And when she started playing Coney Island, I sounded like an albatross because I got so excited. I mean, and Andrew just looked at me and was like, and so I made a TikTok about it. Like, that's the kind of stuff I'm making TikToks about. It's like,
yeah, and that's mine. I want to use it to promote my side hustles. So which last night I got approved for the cookbook that I put up on Kindle Unlimited. So that can actually start generating money. It's called Easy Weeknight Cooking Dinner Ideas or something simple like that. It's by, I use the ghost name of Tanya Awesome because that's kind of the name I've chosen. So it's by Tanya Awesome. The side dishes I haven't quite put up yet, but I did start filming a TikTok where I'm going through and making the recipes. And if I'm honest, they're good recipes. I made Italian sausage with peppers and onions air fryer last night for Sam. And then garlic, butter, mushroom, rice to go with it. And
that sounds good.
The goal of the cookbooks is less than 15 minutes prep time. Like, it can take longer cooking because a lot of things do, but like less than 15 minutes spent just getting it together. And it really was super fast to put together because I'm a lazy ass girl. But I noticed with the recipe book, they didn't include measurements like at all. So, which is something that I just missed on ChatGPT. I had to fight with it to start getting even recipes regularly in that amount and then changing different ones and stuff. And I missed it. They do have like set the air fryer to 390 for 15 minutes. But they also have like add rice and chicken broth to your pan and cook until done.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody who knows how enough to cook, I know that I need twice as much water to my rice and that you want to reduce heat, simmer and stuff. So I definitely will be making edits to this book while I cook, which is great. I have two more recipes picked out this week to make series 4. We recorded those. We recorded a day in our lives, but I just want to have fun with it too. Like, I am trying so hard to not care when I post things.
Mm-hmm.
That like, this is actually me. This is the stupid shit that I did. Like last night, I had edited and recorded and put up one of me just dancing in front of the mirror. I think you saw it. And that was literally just some stupid shit I was doing in the middle of recording all of my other stuff. That was it.
Yeah. And
I thought it was cute. So.
Well, that's cool. I'm still waiting. I need to check on KDP, but I am publishing a social media content planner on KDP. It's in review right now. And I have a stand store that has here's a little tip, but if you don't want to buy it on Amazon, you can get it for free on my stand store as a free download. And then I have a content mastery book on my stand store as well. And then I'm setting up my Shopify account and my Pinterest account, just setting up like affiliate marketing revenue to see if anything goes with that. But, such a funny story because my husband saw our TikTok about your TikTok. I mean, it was our TikTok. He saw our TikTok about cooking with AI, like you starting the recipes. And so last night he did it at home and then he came in while I was working and he was like, okay, this was the pros, this was the cons. And I was like, can you hold on 1 second? Let me just, and I hit record and I was like, okay, say that again.
That's cute. Well, and I don't know that people realize because you use Goblin Tools. When I looked on Goblin Tools, you can literally list the ingredients in your food and they'll give you recipes. So
thank you, Goblin Tools.
I really just think that it's like in general and underutilized. Like we can kind of utilize it more. But you have to be very careful with how you word things when you're looking for that AI content in general.
You do. And that's why I'm making a cheat book for AI coding so that you can get what you want and get the answers out of AI instead of getting, like you said, generic or like general measurements. Like you get the cheat codes that tell you exactly what to type in to tell you to get exactly the recipe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Any hoodle doodle. Which, by the way, is a phrase that I've convinced Sam I'm going to make it popular and people are going to start saying hoodle doodle because we actually got into it and looked up to see if it was a thing or not. And it's not. So I want to make it a thing.
Okay.
That's my goal. He was like, I'm sure it's going to be super popular.
Bitches.
Hoodle doodle.
Bitches. Bitches. Bitches.
Bitches.
Bitches. It's actually an inside joke between me and my friend Kylie. That's so funny.
Really?
Yeah, it's like that exact tone when you say bitches, exactly like that.
Aww, that's good.
So that's funny.
So anyway, other things for our weekly updates? Do you have any other weekly updates right now?
I mean, yeah, I have a lot of weekly update, I guess. Been going to doctors this week. I mean, I've been having two doctor's appointments a week for about a month now. So I just went from the cardiologist and had to do a stress test in a PET scan machine so that I could get a better picture of my heart so I could get cleared for surgery that I'm having in March. And so that wasn't fun. And I was stuck in a tube with my heart racing and out of breath. And then I threw up. But my heart's good. And I got
up or like?
I threw up when I got home. Thank God.
Okay.
But I told them. Yeah, it was. I was afraid I was going to, because the first time I got my stress test, I threw up in the room. And so I told them, because they were like, we're going to put you in this tube that looks like an MRI machine. And I was like, I threw up last time and I have to be on my back this time. And so they gave me a reversing agent. Yeah, so that was good. And then I've been super, super, super fatigued, and I've been fainting a lot. Like twice, it's been back to back every single day. I've been fainting up to like 6 times a day now. So that hasn't been fun. And that's despite my working all the time. And
it's a good thing you don't have anything to do this week then.
Yeah, no, because in the middle of all of the side hustles and getting everything done, I'm still fainting and having seizures and like can't walk and having a lot of pain and stuff. And so that's also why I haven't been doing very many surveys.
That's fair.
My wheelchair is still in my car. I was going to get it out today, but fuck it. And then we've been doing homeschool. We're like halfway through our curriculum. So that's been fun. We've been doing some experiments. Noah cooked Thai food earlier this week, which is super exciting because he only eats spaghetti and chicken nuggets. Okay. And so not only did he cook Thai food, he ate Thai food. Yeah. And it was his idea. And it was great. And it actually tasted really good. Yeah, he did. He liked it. He was like, it's different. But he was sitting there eating onions and stuff with chopsticks. It was great. I loved every second of it. And then I had a 3-day tiff with my husband. So that was fun.
Three-day tiff with your husband?
Like, yes.
For 3 days you fought?
Off and on, yes. Like, we mostly didn't talk because he came home last week. Was a really hard week for him and at work. And so he came home really stressed one day that he messed something up at work. And so when he came home and his tone was different, I got triggered and told him that we needed to be separate for that night because I was triggered and I didn't want us to fight or make anything worse. And he took offense to it and it started a 3-day fight. Like, he was just like mumbling stuff under his breath. He was being sarcastic whenever he could. The next day I woke up and I was like, are you ready? Like, do you want to be around me? Cause he's not a morning person. And so I was just asking and he was like, what makes you think I would want to be around you after last night? And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to go in my room and play Stardew Valley then. So by the third day, I think you could tell that he wanted to be around me, even though he was not talking to me, because he'd come in the room and he'd be like,
looking,
like trying to see what I was doing without asking me, you know.
But he wanted you to talk first.
Yes. Yeah. Or he would like go sit in the bathroom or something, but he'd leave the door open so that he could see me. And I was just like, I'm not caping. I know what you're doing. So I'm just going to sit here.
I have to clarify for anybody listening, like, sit in their bathroom. They have like a chair you can sit in, like a.
Oh, yeah. Because I faint. An
chair?
Actual chair. I
yeah, he's and not like taking a shit with the door open, staring at her. Like,
I don't know.
At least I'm assuming he's just like chilling in the chair because it's just kind of.
He is. Yeah. For clarification, I faint when I get too hot or when I'm in the shower. So I sit in the shower and then after my shower, I sit in the chair so that I don't faint. And so my husband, for whatever reason, I guess it's the lighting in our bathroom or because it's so spacious, we'll just sit and chill in that chair at random times, just hang out and scroll on TikTok. So anyway, yeah, he was sitting in the chair, hanging out, waiting for me to be the first one to talk. And then by the next day, he was like, okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I want to be around you. I miss you. I miss talking to you. I miss sitting with you. Can I please hold your hand? And I was just like, okay.
We don't have like, me and Sam are quite, I can't handle going that long. Like, I can't handle it's hard for me when Sam's like, I don't want to talk about it. If we had a fight, like, that's hard for me. So
it is for me too.
He's gone to the next day once, but usually, like, as soon as he's ready, now he knows he can, like, come right to me because I've been ready and I've wanted to talk about it the whole time. And I didn't sleep probably because I didn't know what was going on. And I'm so confused and I don't understand. And I just need to figure it out because usually our fights, like for me and Sam, our fights are because he's neurotypical and I'm neurodivergent. And that creates different thought processes. And we end up just on very different pages from that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like you. I normally, so when we do have fights, he usually wants space. I'm trying to break my cycles because I know all of mine is trauma and being triggered and PTSD. So normally when we fight, I'm the one that wants to talk. I'm the one that won't let him, like, I don't want him to leave the room. I'm the one that can't sleep. I'm the one that's crying. And then when he's ready to talk about it, the next day he pretends like nothing's wrong and I'm a fucking wreck. And he's like, hey, babe. And I'm like, please just talk to me. You know, like, why don't you let me?
Yes.
And he's just like, oh my God. And I've told him it doesn't work. It never works. It makes me feel worse. But that's my trauma. So that's what I tried this last time, was to acknowledge that I was triggered. It was me. It wasn't him. And to stop myself, I was going to try separation. But he took it as, get the fuck away from me. I never want to talk to you again. And that's how it ended up. It ended up a 3-day fight. So boo on me. Next time I'll just be crazy.
I'm sorry. Like, so for me this week, because in terms of like personal this week, aside from doing our little side hustle, there's actually a couple I always forget to mention. And I'm just going to throw them in. One, okay, good, you didn't pass out. I got nervous when your head went back. One for me is that I have donated plasma. Like, today I'm going to be donating plasma, and it's been my main source of income, but that's also part of why I haven't gotten as side hustle-y intensive, because I have that income generation. At least here, the site that I'm going to, I get $60 each donation. So it's $120 a week for like 3 or 4 hours. So easy money, extra comfort for me. The other thing is user interviews. And so, like, I just apply for them. You do a little survey to see if you apply or if you're eligible to be in a like study group. And those study groups tend to pay pretty decently, like $75, $100 here or there. But yesterday I actually did one, applied, was eligible, and it was just $5 gift card. But it was super easy. It was just clicking through something. It took me less than 4 or 5 minutes to get this $5 gift card on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So check out user interviews. I actually had a phone call and I've missed it. When I was walking yesterday, I had a phone call that I was eligible to participate in a study. These are the studies that are, you know, an hour, 90 minutes Zoom calls, but then you get $75, $100 for doing these ones. So these are the ones that pay out pretty good if you can get them.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Yeah, I'll look into that.
Yeah.
Besides that, what else are you getting into this week?
I did really good at walking this last week, which sounds weird, but I've done really good at going for walks is what I should say. I've actually been not doing great at the walking itself because that's one of my struggles is the joints. But Sam yesterday, he was like, yeah, I noticed you're going for walks. Like, it makes me really happy that you're doing that again. Because it's one of those things I feel better doing. We got a foster cat last night. Her name is Lila. I'm going to post her story. She's like we have the TNR company here in Lubbock, the Trap, Neuter, Release, and they found her. And it's super crazy. Like, she had had been pregnant when they found her, and then they didn't see her for a while. They found her 3 or 4 weeks later. They never found any of the kittens, and she wasn't producing milk anymore when they found her. So they got her, but she also had a kitten with her, a small boy kitten from a previous litter. So she was just like knocking them back really quick. This was during the cold snap that we had. So they're not sure if the kittens didn't make it or if she lost the pregnancy because of the cold will kick them out of it or something. I don't know. But she is so stinking sweet, but she's such like so rough looking.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. And she has ringworms. So we have her quarantined for the ringworm, but they brought her to us and like, oh man, I feel so bad. Everybody can foster. It's so nice to foster, but she had been fixed. So she had just had her things. We didn't get any pain meds for her. So we have no pain meds to give her. And her ear had been tipped because she's part of the trap neuter release program. It's just that she was friendly. So they found our foster company to do this. Mm-hmm. But like there's a little blood on her ear and like she has like a beat up face. She has some bald patches in some different spots. But she's just like purring and loving and the sweetest thing. So I know she'll get adopted really quickly, but that was our thing. Otherwise, I think that's about it for me this week that I can think of right now.
Cool. Well, I think for me, what I'm going to be focusing on mainly this week, now that all of my kind of side hustles that I'm interested in are set up.
Focusing on this upcoming week.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Sorry.
It's okay. I can't stop staring at your dog also. anyway, what I'm going to be focusing on is reading, like getting back into reading, focusing on reading books that I want to enjoy, starting a new crochet project. Honestly, I think it's going to work out fine because it's pulling it from the internet, but I'm going to do a TikTok series about crochet projects that are AI generated to see if they work and how pretty they are. So I'm going to do that and then focus on homeschool. And then, I mean, next week I'm having surgery. So
are having it next week?
Uh-huh. I'm having surgery next week.
I don't know that we've mentioned that. What day?
Friday. I'm having surgery on March 1st.
Okay.
Which, I mean, this will be released after I have surgery. I'll be in the process of healing. But yeah, I'm having surgery on March 1st. So I'm going to get interstim.
I do remember. And I do want to point out, like you were talking about your crochet projects and stuff, that the sweater you have on right now is one of your crochet projects that you did.
It is. It's a sweater I finished the other day.
Yeah,
I finished it last week, so it's comfy.
Yeah. For me this week, with our little like goals and self-care, my self-care is going to be actually trying to pull back a little bit, I think. Which we have everything now where I don't need to make a book. I don't need to do those things.
Exactly.
I don't necessarily need to set up shops and stuff this week.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of pulling back because I do notice myself, I'm pushing myself too hard into that burnout again.
Mm-hmm.
And with interviewing for jobs, I know that I'll have an income for sure. And that's, I think, what has been making me push myself is a little like, whoop, I have to have an income. Whoop. So pulling back is my goal this week. And then I was just going to keep working on making the TikTok recipes. I have a couple more already planned this week. And I have the interviews next week and focusing on the surveys. So it's honestly, we have a lot going on from here until next week to see where things are.
I think so too. I mean, yeah, it's going to be, even though it doesn't, in my head, it doesn't feel like it's going to be busy. It's going to be pretty busy, but I'm excited. I'm ready to, like, even though I'm not in burnout like you are, I am ready to have more days where I'm crocheting more than I'm focusing on the business. So and then I'm also going to start making bookmark corners out of the fabric that I have and see if I can sell those too. because that's sewing. I want to focus on some on sewing projects because I like sewing. It's so much fun.
Yeah. I need to get my burnout under control and then I can start adding things like that. Like I have a crochet bag. I'm actually looking at it right now and I had started crocheting and then I lost my hook. No idea where it is. I don't remember when I did that.
Yeah. I remember.
Still have not found it months later. I was just sitting on my couch and it is gone forever. So
I ordered more crochet hooks.
Yeah. And I keep thinking about picking it up, but my mind isn't there yet. With starting this, I haven't really given myself time to rest. I don't really know how.
No, you haven't. Yeah.
I don't know how. It's hard. Whoa. So that's also part of pulling back a little bit this week and seeing how it goes with maybe just putting in those couple of weeks and then pulling back and trying to coast through some of those things and see if we do get intergeneration income to know if it was worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that besides the reading, I'm also going to focus on my surveys. I'm still going to keep doing surveys. I'm going to try user interviews, but I'm going to mainly focus on branded surveys and Addapol just because I have $15 at branded and $7 at Addapol already. So like,
I highly recommend doing the user interviews because it's not surveys.
Yeah. I'm going to check it out. I think I already have it signed up. I just haven't looked at it.
It's super easy. Check it daily. They just go through and you just apply to research groups, focus group type things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even going to take up your time then. It's things that they contact you and schedule you for them later.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not even like a time thing right now.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I'll go ahead and look into that then. I can do that today before I start cleaning and then get ready. I'm having a couple of friends over. I have a couple of acres of land. So we're going to frolic under the full moon and just hang out and order food and get some much needed girl time. I'm so excited.
Be really fun. Yeah. I have this problem where like I want to come, but also like I just drove there and it takes me like a full tank of gas to go there and come back and I don't have the income.
I know. And that's why like I didn't want to push it because the last time that I told you, you were like, oh, I'm working. Yeah. But then obviously things changed and I didn't want to be like, yeah, and to be like, so now that you're not working, can you come? Because obviously you don't have income. So I don't want to have you drive 2.5 hours here, 2.5 hours back.
Yeah. And that's the only reason I have have so much stuff going on still too, that I feel overwhelmed by the idea of taking the time to do that. And then I feel overwhelmed by the money. So to be perfectly honest, I can't do it. Yeah. So
it's okay. There's going to be more. I mean, obviously I'm going to have more full moon festivals here at my house because we want to have fun. So we're going to do it more throughout the year.
I know. That's your thing. And for those who can't see, my dog likes to sit and like try to get my attention by like pawing and waving at me, but I ignore her.
Can't. Anyways. So if y'all want to follow us on our socials, we have TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all at Adulting on Hard Mode. So if y'all want to follow us and see what we're up to after this podcast, it's posted, follow us.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Have a good week, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.